This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is another great day for Republicans, not just because of the outcome of the Pennsylvania debate last night or the outcome of the Michigan debate or the outcome of the New York debate. In all of those encounters on TV, I think it's safe to say that the Republican candidates acquitted themselves very well, including Tudor Dixon, who is the TV communicator, who has won the Republican nomination for governor of Michigan. What's a shame about that entire race is that Gretchen Whitmer had another very formidable opponent who messed up in terms of ballot signatures. The police chief, who's African-American, from Detroit, who was running and very well timed as a, obviously, he's a police officer, a police executive running one of the country's bigger police departments, and he was going to be a very strong law and order candidate, but didn't make it to the ballot. In any event, it's also the polling is showing that, yes, Governor Whitmer is ahead, but as with so many other races around the country, there is progress being made by conservatives and by Republicans. Again, this is by a piece by Shane Goldmacher and Dateline Providence, Rhode Island. It made the front page of the U.S. of the New York Times. And the headline is GOP chasing seats counted as solidly blue. Democrats are forced to divert resources. The lead paragraph, Republicans are pressing their advantage deep into Democratic territory in the closing stretch of the 2022 campaign, competing for an abundance of House seats amid growing signs that voters are poised to punish President Biden's party, even in the bluest parts of America. And by the way, I have personal evidence that that's true, because the state of Washington is one of the bluest parts of America. It is not a, people like to fantasize, a purple state. It is not a state that has gone on a statewide basis for statewide offices, for governor, for senator, for president of the United States. It hasn't gone in a Republican direction in, 40 years? I mean, it's been a while. We did have a fine Republican senator until the year 2000, where he lost in a very questionable election, I will say that, Slade Wharton. And he lost to Maria Cantwell, who was still there. Patty Murray is still there. She has been there since 1992. But I have proof that she is facing a real challenge. I've seen now twice on the Internet an ad where basically it's supposed to be a group of female veterans of our armed forces, and they're all talking about the dangers of Tiffany Smiley. She is the Republican nominee who is a spirited challenger to Senator Murray. And the organization that's paid for this is an organization called Stop Smiley. Now, if you're going to have a whole organization that is dedicated to stopping a Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in the state of Washington, that's a pretty good indication that that particular Republican nominee is making a forceful run for office. The piece in the New York Times says Republicans need to win only a handful of seats to take over the House of Representatives. Actually, they could do it with four, flipping four seats now. Which Democrats now control by a narrow margin of 220 to 212. Actually, five seats. It was 212, you have to get up to, and maybe six. You have to get up to 218 to command that majority. But with 2 weeks until the election, Republicans are looking to run up the score and win a more expansive and governable majority by vying for districts in Democratic bastions, including in Rhode Island, which has not sent a Republican to Congress for nearly three decades. I mean, this is amazing stuff. The flow of money from super PACs and national party committees, which prioritize the most competitive races, reveals a House battleground landscape that is overwhelmingly tilted toward districts that Mr. Biden won in 2020. Such a landscape is significant. Democrats have all but given up contesting more Republican terrain that won by Donald J. Trump, putting the party heavily on the defensive. Of the 46 House races that had seen at least $3 million in outside spending through this past weekend, 42 of the 46 were in districts carried by Mr. Biden in 2020, according to the data compiled by Rob Pyers, the research director for the California Target Book, which analyzes political races. 11 of the districts most flooded with money were carried by Mr. Biden by 10 percentage points or more. This is a remarkable number of solidly Democratic districts for Republicans to be contesting. In 2020, Democrats did not win a single district that Mr. Trump won by 10 points or more. So what they're talking about is the possibility of real movement. And one of the people that they focus on is Alan Fung, who is a former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, who's running in one of the most solidly Democratic states in the country, and he's running well ahead. He is likely to win against the Democrat Seth Magaziner. And he is the son, I believe, of Ira Magaziner, who was a longtime associate of Hillary Clinton's and part of the Clinton administration. In any event, the idea here is that the Republicans are not going to be satisfied with winning the five seats or six seats that they need to actually take formal control of the House of Representatives. They want more. And as a matter of fact, there is a piece and analysis, again in the New York Times, not a Republican House organ by any means, and it's a piece by Nate Cohn, who analyzes all their statistics and figures and suggests that the most likely outcome of this election would be a Republican gain of 25 seats in the House. Now, there are some Republicans who are going for much more than that, but 25 seats in the House would be would mean that there is a much more tilted, much more powerful Republican majority than any Democratic majority that we've experienced in recent years, since the Democrats took over the House of Representatives, which they did in 2018. It even hasn't been that long. The places where there are chances for a Republican pickup, one of the points that they make here is that if there is a wave election, if, as the polling now seems to indicate, there is a very strong, it's almost a tidal wave pulling in a Republican direction, there are places that you would have thought of as completely solid Democratic contests where the state or the congressional district is so solidly Democratic that no one thought the other guy had a chance. One of those places is Colorado, where Joe O'Day is running a great campaign against Senator Michael Bennet, who is considered to be very secure. And then we have our own barn burner of a race here with Tiffany Smiley putting on such a strong race against Patty Murray that they even are running ads that say, "Stop Smiley," like she is a danger to our republic. By the way, if you think that, you can call us 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back. In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is very important as we understand the election coming forward that we recognize that there are already millions of people, some of the estimates are beyond 10 million people, who've already voted. Yeah, that's right, because there is early voting. There's been particularly enthusiastic early voting in Florida. And that probably is good news for Ron DeSantis, who I think is one of the a handful of governors in this country who is genuinely popular. Another governor who's incredibly popular, who a lot of people seem to have forgotten about, but you shouldn't. Her name is Kristi Noem in South Dakota, and they just released polling from South Dakota, which is just, I mean, it's incredible, frankly. And you know what? It's worth mentioning, at least, because she is considered to be a presidential possibility. I don't think she would run against President Trump, but who knows? She might. She is heading, it reports in The Hill, into the final stretch before Election Day as a clear favorite to win a second term in the governor's mansion, according to a new survey from Emerson College Polling. That's, by the way, one of the most reliable polling firms in the country. It shows her with a near 20-point lead over her Democratic rival. Listen to this. 56% say they support Kristi Noem for re-election. 37% said they are backing Democrat Jamie Smith, and 3% are planning to vote for the libertarian, you can say losertarian in this case, Tracy Quint. While Noem's lead isn't unexpected, the poll suggests that she's drastically expanded her base of support since she first won the governor's mansion 4 years ago. That year, 2018, she defeated Democrat Billy Sutton by fewer than 4 percentage points, and she's on track now to win by 20 percentage points. That's, and she also has a tremendous approval rating. Majority, 56%, say they have a favorable view of Kristi Noem. Now, she's on the ticket in South Dakota with Senator John Thune, who's also running for re-election. 58% of the voters say they plan to cast their ballots for Senator Thune. His Democratic opponent is polling 27%. Okay, this is a Republican state, but still. And by the way, and people voting. There's also a statewide race in South Dakota. It's one of those states that has only one member of Congress. And that is not a congressional seat that is in a lot of trouble. Dusty Johnson is the member of Congress for South Dakota. And he is ahead of his only opponent, 59% to 16%. His opponent isn't a Democrat. His opponent is a libertarian named Dahlon Duprell. Doesn't that sound like a name made up from a mystery novel? I think the guilty party is Dahlon Duprell. Well, and again, if he gets 16%, I guess that's pretty good for a libertarian, but the idea of South Dakota, and by the way, it is worth considering because both Kristi Noem and John Thune are enormously appealing candidates. They are. They're good communicators and obviously enormously popular, and they're about to win in landslides. But don't they deserve a little bit more consideration for the possibility of running for president? In fact, Kristi Noem was on one of the weekend shows, and she was asked whether she would make a pledge to finish out her term. She would make a pledge, in other words, not to run for president. And she said, it's my intention to finish out my term. okay, which is a way of avoiding a direct answer, which, by the way, is the same thing that Ron DeSantis, whose presidential campaign has been extensively discussed, that Ron DeSantis was clearly also evasive about when he did his debate with Charlie Crist. In Georgia, records are made to be broken. And as of last night, the amount of early ballots accepted in the state of Georgia has already reached an all-time new high and still counting. There have been more than 1 million votes cast in the state of Georgia through 8 days of early voting. According to data from the Secretary of State's office, that amount of votes is moving closer and closer to the previous all-time record of early votes that were cast in Georgia in anticipation of the 2020 presidential election. It has already eclipsed 2020 midterm election numbers. I think what they mean is already eclipsed 2018 midterm election numbers. More than 2 million people have already voted in the 2022 general election in Florida. And all of this comes up in the form of a pretty tough question, badly handled, of course, by Karine Jean-Pierre, who's challenged by the Democratic narrative of Jim Crow 2.0, talking about all these efforts to suppress black voting, supposedly. This is clip 13. Listen.
President Biden last year likened the new Georgia voting law to, quote, Jim Crow in the 21st century, but turnout so far in the state's midterm elections has smashed midterm records. Today it topped 1 million votes overall. That's about 70% more than 2018, on par with the presidential election turnout. Was President Biden wrong with this assessment of Georgia's voting law, or does he stand by that Jim Crow comparison?
So, as you know, I got to be careful. I cannot get into politics from here, so won't comment specifically on that race or on the elections or the data that's coming out of Georgia. But the president has been very clear that based on the big lie, there have been a host of anti-voter policies forced on states that challenge America's fundamental right to vote, right, the access to voting. And so this is against our most basic values, including respect for the law and the Constitution. And speaking generally, of course, more broadly, high turnout and voter suppression can take place at the same time. They don't have to be, one doesn't have to happen on its own. They could be happening at the same time.
Okay, how can they be happening at the same time? How absurd is that? If you're breaking records, if more people are going out to vote, isn't that evidence by itself that voter suppression, if there even is an attempt at voter suppression, which there is not, but even if you believe there is an attempt, isn't this evidence that that attempt has failed? And that probably that means there is no attempt? There's more about the tremendous level of voting enthusiasm. If you are one of those people who's unusually enthusiastic about voting this time, tell me why. 1-800-955-1776. More than 2 million people have already voted in the 2022 general election. Amazing. That's in Florida. We will get to more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin district attorney says there's satisfaction after a jury found Daryl Brooks Jr. guilty of a deadly parade attack last year.
He now faces imprisonment of 6 consecutive life sentences plus 859 years of confinement.
Susan Opper thanked the community and first responders for everything they did on the day Brooks ran his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, just outside of Milwaukee. Missouri police say the family of a man who killed 2 people at a school this week did all they could to monitor him. That included tracking his mail and removing a gun from the house. Police say the family is cooperating after a 61-year-old physical education teacher and a 15-year-old sophomore died in St. Louis. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, just a quick review of some of the polling, because it's all fascinating. And to me, it is fascinating that with people complaining so much about politics, you wouldn't think that there would be these record-breaking early voting turnouts. And I think that what it kind of indicates is that very often people come out to vote because they're very enthusiastic about a certain candidate. Right. And they want to make sure that their votes actually get in on time, or they're enthusiastic about a candidate. But the other reason that people come out to vote is because they're afraid of the other side and they're angry. And I think that the level of anger and dissatisfaction and fear in the country, which is very high, whenever you have three-quarters of the populace saying we're headed in the wrong direction, well, of course people are going to come out to try to change the direction of the country. And here's a couple of polls just from the last 24 hours. In Arizona, there is a brand new, it's called a coefficient poll. It shows the Senate race in Arizona between Blake Masters, the Trump-endorsed candidate, former associate hedge fund manager with Peter Thiel. He's tied, basically, with Senator Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, 2 points ahead, 47% to 45%, Libertarian candidate Mark Victor, winning 3%. In the governor's race in Arizona, Carrie Lake is leading Katie Hobbs, who is the Secretary of State, the Republican Carrie Lake, the former TV newscaster. And she is very good on TV and very effective, and it looks like she's going to win that race. She's winning 49 to 45. Georgia, where, again, a lot of people had been doing sort of the death watch on the Herschel Walker campaign. Not so fast, please. A brand new poll called Data for Progress, which is a Democratic poll. It's not a Republican poll. This is a Democratic poll. It shows that Senator Raphael Warnock is 1 point ahead of Herschel Walker. And usually the way these polls go, especially from a Democratic poll, if a Democrat has only a 1 point lead, he's going to lose. And this is remarkable considering some of the rugged times that Herschel Walker has experienced. He did better than people expected in his own debate against Senator Warnock. In the governor's race, Brian Kemp is killing, you'll pardon the expression, Stacey Abrams, no voter suppression necessary. He's ahead, the Republican, and he's ahead by 10 points, 53 to 43. And then it comes to Michigan. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer losing ground and looking like it could actually be a horse race. Tudor Dixon, the Republican candidate who I mentioned before, I think did a very credible job in the debate last night. She was effective, much more effective than Governor Whitmer. Before that debate, the race was 50 to 44, much closer than it had been. And it is certainly a race that could be a horse race if Tudor Dixon continues with that kind of momentum. Nothing but good news from Nevada. For Republicans, nothing but good news. Adam Laxalt is leading the incumbent senator, Catherine Cortez Masto, 48 to 46 in the governor's race. Joe Lombardo, the sheriff of Clark County, that's Las Vegas, the biggest county in the state, is leading the incumbent Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, 49 to 43. Now, what that poll could do, it shows that with a big lead like that in the governor's race, it will bring out Republican voters. It could help put Adam Laxalt, who's already winning by a couple of points, ahead of the line. And if the Republicans succeed in winning that race in Nevada, it's hard to imagine that they lose control of the Senate. In other words, that the worst that could then turn out would be that Republicans remain tied. And the likelihood in a bunch of these polls, for instance, then you come to Ohio. There are four different polls that all show a very tight Senate race, but a non-competitive governor's race. Mike DeWine is just, he's 20 points ahead in his race for re-election as governor. And again, he is a non-controversial, relatively moderate, mainstream Republican. And Mike DeWine is winning the governor's race 57 to 38, so 19 points. And another poll shows that in the same state, the J.D. Vance is leading Tim Ryan in one of the closest races in the country, 49 to 46. And in fact, another poll from a Signal, which is a GOP firm, finds Vance leading Ryan by 4 points. So that looks like it should be safe for Republicans. Okay, there's more, and this is kind of a shocker. New Mexico, there's a Trafalgar Group poll that shows that the Mark Ronchetti, who is a very aggressive, feisty Republican challenger to the governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who was on Biden's short list, supposedly, for major administration appointments. In any event, the Republicans ahead, 47-46. And that's with a Libertarian candidate now pulling apparently 4 points. So we will see. In Florida, Ron DeSantis is 14 points ahead of Charlie Crist. And Marco Rubio is 11 points ahead of Val Demings. That had been much closer before. Looks like a blowout for Florida Republicans. And in North Carolina, which is another crucial state, there is suddenly a substantial lead for Ted Budd, who is the Republican nominee against former Supreme Court Justice in North Carolina, Sherry Beasley. He's leading 49-45. And then there's another poll that shows exactly the same kind of thing, with the Republican in the lead by 47-43. So when you go around the country like this, it right now, things would have to break in so many ways and unexpected ways in the Democrats' behalf. And there's just no indication that that is going to happen. So why is it that people still find politics so depressing, so frustrating? There's actually a very funny piece by Joe Epstein in the Wall Street Journal about why he would like to vote for the lesser of two evils, but he finds all sides so evil that he can't basically figure it out. Maybe we can help with that. We will get to that, and what is wrong with American politics? Why do people find it so depressing and tense right now? Back to normal? What does that mean? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show. I was thinking about this because, again, there is so much resentment to so many American politicians. I mean, really, in terms of intense feelings, I think that most politicians provoke far more intense negative feelings than they do intense positive feelings. I think that's true of Joe Biden. I think it's certainly true of Donald J. Trump. But it doesn't appear to be true of Bernie Sanders. He is, according to polling right now, the most popular Democrat in the country. He's 81 years old. He would be 83, older than Biden, of course. And by the way, seems to be considering running again. Third time's the charm, right, Bern? In any event, he hit the campaign trail to make his closing midterm pitch. He's going to be going to states like Wisconsin, very close race, with Ron Johnson running against Mandela Barnes. Nevada, where the Republicans seem to be surging and in command of that race, and Pennsylvania. Now, there's can you imagine a Bernie Sanders, who's not a gigantic guy, up on stage together with John Fetterman, all 6 feet 8 inches, 400 pounds of him. In any event, here is a short video of Bernie Sanders' plea for Democrats to get out and vote for some of those very dubious candidates they have on the ballot, like John Fetterman, perhaps the most dubious of all. Here's Bernie.
These are not normal times.
No.
This is not a normal midterm election. This is the most important midterm election in the modern history of our country.
We are taking
on a political party, the Republicans, who literally are trying to undermine American democracy. They are trying to make it impossible for women in this country to control their own bodies. And at a time when we face the existential threat of climate change, they could care less. They're working with the fossil fuel industry. And in addition to all of that, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, when the richest people are becoming phenomenally richer and working people are falling further and further behind, you know what Republicans want to do? They think it's a great idea to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 0.1%. I'm not kidding. They want to repeal the estate tax entirely. They think it's a brilliant idea when seniors can't, in Vermont, all over this country, can't afford to heat their homes in the winter, can't afford prescription drugs. You know what they want to do? They want to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That is insane, but that is really what they intend to do if they gain control over Congress. Now, I know that a lot of people today feel overwhelmed by all of these crises, the pandemic and climate change, and the attacks on democracy, everything else. I know that. And I know that there are people who are disappointed that the Democrats in Congress have not done more to stand up and fight for working families. I got that. And I share that disappointment. But let me just tell you, if we do not come out and vote in large numbers, and if Republicans gain control over the House and the Senate, what you're looking at is a turn in American politics far, far, far to the right, which will impact every aspect of our lives. So what I hope very much is in the remaining 2 weeks of this campaign that we go out and we do everything that we can to increase the voter turnout, to knock on doors. You get two of your friends to vote who otherwise would not have. You've tripled your political impact. This election is not just about you. It's not just about me. It's about our kids and our grandchildren. And we cannot fail them. So let's get out and do everything we can to win this thing in the next 2 weeks. And let's go
okay, that that little bit of history is from the midterm campaign of 2014. No, it's not. I'm teasing, but it could be. It's the same lines. I mean, every time. Isn't that the way it works? The Republicans are always trying to destroy social security. They're always trying to get you to freeze in your home in the winter. They're always favoring the wealthy and against the working man. And Bernie Sanders, I'm once again asking you to stop screwing up the midterms. Yeah, that's right. Larry David does a more lifelike Bernie Sanders and a more likable Bernie Sanders. But again, I can't argue with success, I guess. He's the most popular Democrat in the country. Does that say something about the Democratic Party? And here's a Politico piece. And again, it's Politico. It's not some kind of Republican propaganda piece. Headline, Democrats scramble to avert shock Senate loss in Washington State. And they're talking about Tiffany Smiley. And as I said, they're worried enough about Tiffany Smiley, who actually, I mentioned that I had the chance to meet her in person the other day. She's been on the show several times, but I'd love to have her on again, especially now that she's closing in on a very tight, very competitive election. But the idea that they have a distinctly unflattering picture, and then the slogan "Stop Smiley." In other words, you have people like Bernie Sanders, who's been around forever, talking about the same things. You have people like Patty Murray, who's been around forever, talking about the same thing. She's now running for her sixth Senate term. She's been through this process of a Senate race five different times. And the question really becomes, with all that time, what has been accomplished in terms of improving our country? Complaining about our country, plenty. But in terms of improving our country, take, for instance, the question of our educational system. Now, I know it's not primarily a federal issue, and the U.S. Senate is a federal post. However, are there things that actually the Senate and the House and the President can do that could possibly increase the quality of American education to mean that the money that is being used for education actually be used more effectively? This is one of those scandals where, yes, I believe America is the greatest country in the world. I do not believe we have the greatest educational system in the world, and why not? We spend more than any other country. and we spend more per child, and the results are not as good. Can't we do better? And what precisely has a socialist Bernie Sanders, and remember, he's not even a Democrat. He is a socialist, and distinctly so. Will he come out here and campaign for Patty Murray? Probably not, and it probably wouldn't necessarily help. Murray's polling in the state of Washington, according to the Seattle Times, is her percentage of the vote is going down. Tiffany Smiley's is going up. When we come back, I want to cover this Ron Brownstein piece, which is why politics has become so stressful. He begins by saying American politics today may be both more rigid and more unstable than at any other time since at least the Civil War. It's a long time. A politics that is rigid and unstable sounds like a contradiction in terms, but the system's instability is a direct result of its rigidity. Because so many voters and so many states are reliably locked down for one side or the other, even the slightest shifts among the few voters and few states that are truly up for grabs can tilt the balance of power. The consequence, he writes, is a politics in which neither party can sustain a durable advantage over the other. And political direction for a country of 330 million people is decided by a tiny sliver of voters in about a half dozen states. Maybe a few hundred thousand people in all. So, what do we do to fix that system? Well, one thing you have to do is, you've gotten your ballots in the mail already, we just got ours, fill them out and take them down to put in the drop boxes, I almost said dump boxes, so that you can vote and have your voice heard in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.